This is KERA News. I'm Jerome Weeks. Dallas Symphony conductor Jaap van Zweden is on his way to Manhattan. The New York Philharmonic has hired him to be its next music director. Van Zweden will continue leading the DSO through 2018 before taking over one of the world's most prestigious orchestras. The conductor spoke with us this morning. In a way, Jaap van Zweden's job in Dallas is complete. He came here in 2008 to transform the quality of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, and by all accounts and critical acclaim, he's succeeded. Van Zweden certainly thinks so.
The Dallas Symphony Orchestra is one of the top orchestras of this country now, and I'm happy that I was part of that.
The 55-year-old Van Zweden started as a violinist. He switched to conducting in his mid-30s, relatively late. So when the DSO hired him, Van Zweden was making his American debut as the head of a major symphony. It was a big, smart career move, coming to America to turn an orchestra around with his bold, muscular style. It got him noticed fairly fast. But Van Zweden says when he came to America, when he came to Dallas, his ultimate goal wasn't leading the New York Philharmonic.
I'm not the type of guy who, when I kiss my wife, I look if there's something better around. So it's not that I started something in Dallas and I was hoping for this. But I can tell you that it's a fantastic opportunity for me.
In fact, when Van Zweden first guest conducted in New York, there wasn't even a job opening at the Philharmonic. Alan Gilbert held the baton. So Van Zweden says his relationship with the New York Orchestra developed without pressure. It was only last year, when Gilbert said he would step down, that Van Zweden started being touted as a candidate. But it's hard not to see the Philharmonic as Van Zweden's inevitable goal. When he was a lead violinist in Amsterdam's Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, Van Zweden was encouraged to try conducting by Leonard Bernstein himself, the famous maestro of the New York Philharmonic. So stepping into Bernstein's shoes now must feel remarkable.
Yes, it is a remarkable moment, as you can understand, especially with him being always in the back of my mind.
Jonathan Martin, the Dallas Symphony's president, says the move to New York isn't surprising at all, given Van Zweden's meteoric success here in North Texas.
I think Dallas should feel a sense of pride about the fact that the 7.5 years he's been with us, there's been an unprecedented growth in the quality of the sound of the DSO. So it's not a surprise that that would be recognized by one of the world's great orchestras.
Martin says a search committee to choose Van Zweden's successor is already being formed and will convene in a few weeks. Van Zweden will step down as the DSO's music director at the end of the 2017-2018 season. But Martin cautions against seeing that as a hard and fast deadline to hire a new conductor.
This will be my fourth time I've been involved in a music director search. One of the things I've learned is that if you adhere slavishly to a timeline, it may also mean that you don't end up with the right person.
In 2017, Van Zweden will become the New York Philharmonic's music director designate. The year after that, he'll officially become the DSO's conductor laureate and will hold that title through 2021. Van Zweden says that means he'll continue to play a part at the DSO for the next 5 years.
We are going to treasure our relationship with a few weeks a year, not as much as it was, but we will still continue a fantastic relationship.
Jonathan Martin puts a different spin on this shift of titles and leadership. What it means, he says, is that over the next few years, the Dallas Symphony will regularly be led by the conductor of the New York Philharmonic. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.